Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you. Section of the homepage, and you can go back and listen not only to tonight's episode, but all of our
previous episodes as well. And tonight, we're continuing with part two.
Oh, my goodness.
Of a very hot topic, but also, Pastor C, somewhat of a controversial topic. But we know that it's something that needs to be, especially in that community.
Absolutely.
Like I say, it's kind of the elephant in the room where we see it and we know it's there.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about it because for many people, this subject of AIDS,
HIV,
AIDS virus is very taboo.
Yeah.
And for a long time, even in the early 80s when it became kind of that snowball disease, you know, folks were kind of hesitant to talk about it, and they were very leery, and they thought it only affected a certain type of people. But now it's gotten to the point where it's affecting everybody. And most importantly, it's affecting our Black community. And
yeah.
For those of us who live here in this D.C. metropolitan area,
it's an epidemic.
It's very, very prevalent. From here to Baltimore, I believe that we have the highest cases of new cases.
Mm-hmm.
We have the highest percentage of new cases of people who have been identified with the HIV virus. So we're going to be talking about this tonight, and we want people to get informed, get protected.
Get tested.
Do what you need to do because you don't want it to be too late. And, you know, it's already set in because a lot of times this disease is so tricky, Pastor C, that it doesn't show any visible signs.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the virus and don't even know it. So we definitely want to talk about that tonight. And if you want to call in and have some comments or questions, please feel free. Pastor C, how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing well. We are grateful to God for another day. We had an awesome time at worship today, and we're just glad to be able to continue to get on the air and share, get people connected to the resources. Resource tonight, we're talking again, we talked on Friday night about HIV AIDS in the African American community. And we're talking about that again tonight because there's a disturbing statistic that is in our community. And that is that approximately 1.2 million Americans are affected by HIV, and half of them are Black. Now, I pause on Friday every time I would make one of these statements, and I would repeat it. It says that 1.2 million Americans are infected by HIV, and half of them is if African American community only makes up 14% of the United States population.
Right.
How in the world are we half of the folks that have HIV?
That's right.
It's epidemic. But it seems like in the 80s, everyone was talking about it, and you know, a lot of celebrities were really on it, and you know, it was prominent all over, you know, BET and mm-hmm. the various video markets and outlets. But it seems like it's gone quiet again.
Right.
It seems like it's not as prevalent as it used to be. And we seems like it's getting to a point where we're slowly starting to lose the battle again. And it's sad to really understand that there's a recent a magazine article, and that's dated, the Jet was dated July 9th, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And has Janet Jackson's picture on it, and she's on the cover, and she's promoting weight loss and secrets to being sexy. but on page 12, there is a news article on a new drug that is supposed to help people not get infected from others who are they exchanging bodily fluids with,
okay,
or having unprotected sex with, and it's supposed to work 63% of the time.
Right.
Now, 63 from 100 leaves you how much?
37%. So that means you can pretty much say 40%.
Yeah.
So you're talking to almost a little under half. So when you see something that's 67% effective, you say that's maybe half. So you're looking at the probability of you still using this drug and still being able to get the HIV virus is 50%.
Right.
I mean,
that's
pretty much what you're looking at.
Now,
if you're African American, that's going to make your rate even higher. This is for the general population.
Right.
But then if you're African American, your rate
risk
probably
higher.
Your risk will be even higher because we make up half of the people who are infected with it in general. So,
you
put yourself at an
even greater risk. Exactly.
African American.
So I asked the question on Friday, Red B. I said, now, if you were getting on an airplane, you were crossing the Atlantic Ocean, you were going to the Olympics in the United Kingdom and in Britain, and they told you, well, Rev B, this plane that we have here, we're only going to be able to guarantee that 63% of them that cross the Atlantic, we're going to make it safely, and that the other 37% of them were going to crash into the ocean. would you be flying on that plane?
No. I mean, it's a risk. And the thing is, Pastor C, is that we have to look at what out here will keep us 100% safe? You know, 100% safe. And there's nothing out here that's going to keep you completely safe except for what needs to be done, and that's abstinence.
Mm-hmm.
If you abstain, okay, that's going to keep you 100% effective.
You know,
my barrel hasn't been empty in two shows, so you know.
You start yourself.
So I look at it like this. I say, you know, you're looking for something that's going to be completely effective. Completely effective. 100% effective. You know, using all types of contraceptives and whatever is not going to be 100% effective. I don't care, excuse my language here, if you're doubling up on it, if you're consistent with your regime for your birth control or whatever, it still doesn't matter because there's still a percent that you could be infected with something.
And
you know?
and to just read the article, it says that in order for it to be effective, that you have to take the pill every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are people going to take the pill every day? And so what the FDA has done, they have pushed back the releasing of this drug, and the drug name is Truvada. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly or not. It's T-R-U-V-A-D-A, Truvada. And what has to happen is you have to take it every day. But what they're saying is they're going to push it back 3 months and try to see if they can rely on people taking it every day, or is this going to encourage risky behavior where people think, I got a miracle pill and I'm just going to throw the condoms and everything else to the wind.
Right.
And just going to partner. This is what this guy says. It's Truvada lessens the burden considerably, says a fellow named Corey Williams, an HIV positive man from New York City, currently having unprotected sex with his HIV negative partner who takes the drug now. If an HIV negative guy wants to engage in unprotected sex with me, this is what Corey Williams says, he has an opportunity to remain negative if he takes this pill.
Yeah, but it's not 100% effective. So if they have sex 10 times, 4 out of those 10 times he can come up positive.
It's not going to help.
He can get infected.
It's not
so you're rolling the dice. You're playing Russian roulette, you know, because at some point in time, you're saying to yourself, what opportunity do we have here that I'm going to be able to do this and not get infected? If I have it this time, is this the chance? Is this the opportunity? Is this the time that I do get infected?
And
you know, so you're still running the risk because you're involving yourself with something that, or using something, shall I say, that you know is not 100% effective.
Now, I went to the
there's a whole nother other premise to this whole issue, Pastor C, that we do need to talk about. That's the even bigger elephant in the room.
let me just go through. Yeah,
go ahead. We got time.
Let me go through the website AIDS.gov, AIDS.gov, and it tells you what AIDS is. And you know, we have to get educated. We think it's just something that's going to kill you, but it started in what people believe is in Western Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Where the chimpanzees were infected with it. And when those people that were in West Africa ate the chimpanzees, they began to get infected.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is it's a virus that attacks your T cells.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes copies of itself. So it attacks the T cells and diminishes your T cells by continuing to duplicate itself. And once it destroys all of your T cells, then it turns into full blown AIDS because you don't have any more T cells.
Correct.
To fight off the virus. And so it's a human virus. It affects humans. It's an immunodeficiency.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it weakens your immune system. And it's a virus that takes over. It's like takes over the cells the cells that fight viruses and disease, it totally destroys them. And then once it turns to AIDS, it's called an acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. And that's when the body is completely deficient of the T cells that are required to fight off the disease. And then what it does is it opens your body up to what they call OLs or opportunity infections or OIs, opportunity infections. So that means things like cancer, things like other diseases,
pneumonia,
when you don't have the ability to fight them off, when you have AIDS, they have opportunity infections that come and they will begin to start wearing people out. So, you know, we need to understand that this is a serious thing. That you can go to AIDS.gov, you can go to the Centers for Disease Prevention website and get information also, and they tell you about the statistics of how the African American community is so prominent with this disease, and it's really a thing we need to stop trying to or keeping on what we call the DL or the down low,
mm-hmm.
And the down low means that. People know that they have it, but they're not telling people.
Correct.
There was a show that was on this week on television. This woman got infected and is living with HIV right now because her husband, the deacon of the church,
mm-hmm.
knew that he had HIV one year prior to them getting married. Did not tell her, and the only reason why she found out is what his positive results dropped out of his Bible.
Right.
And so I believe, and you let me know, and I want our callers to know, to let us know, what I believe that it's something in the African-American community where we don't believe we need to talk about it because it's not supposed to happen to us. For some reason, we think it's not supposed to happen to us. We're supposed to be macho. We're supposed to be immune to these things. And you know, it's not supposed to happen to us. And when it does happen to us, we're not supposed to talk about it. Reb B?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's sad to say that, you know, there are people out here who are on kamikaze missions where, mm-hmm. you know, they've been infected with this disease. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, they're bitter, they're angry, they're upset. And, you know, they want other people to feel their misery. And I've heard this, you know, this story play out many times before where, you know, you see a lot of men and a lot of women who have the AIDS virus and who keep it to themselves and don't want to let anybody know that they are infected with this virus. And they're out here freely just having unprotected sex and trying to infect as many people as possible.
Now that's crazy.
And that's crazy. And it's very disturbing that, you know, you have people who want. Who want to do harm to others because they're upset because and it's, you know, and a lot of it, you know, Pastor C really has to go with know, we've broken away from the foundation. You know, this has come as a result of breaking away from the foundation and breaking away from the Word of God, because AIDS is nothing but a sickness. That's all AIDS is, you know, and we know a lot of times that sickness comes from sin.
That's right.
That's a known fact.
That's right.
And so this is one of the sicknesses that has destroyed our community because of the sin. Now you say, what's the sin? Mm-hmm. The sin is that if you're having sex before marriage, this is what opens up the door.
Outside the bonds of marriage.
Outside the bonds of marriage, okay? Also, if you're married and you commit adultery, this is what opens up the door of opportunity there. You know, so this comes as a result of sin, which leads to sickness, you know. And then, of course, you know, then you're experimenting with your sexuality. Men with women, so on and so forth. And, you know, you're bisexual. You're with a man this week. You're with a woman that week. You're flipping and you're flopping. And so now it's just become a big mess.
Mm-hmm.
Where all we're doing now is just spreading germs and diseases from one to another, you know, and now it's just gotten out of control because we've broken away from what we're supposed to be doing. If you're not married, then you don't need to be having sex from the get-go. Period. Period. End of conversation. But unfortunately, Pastor C, we don't live in that type of society. We want to try it before we buy. We want to test drive it before we take it home. We want to see how the milk tastes before we buy the cow, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Once we find out if this is good for us, then we say, okay,
we can go in and
do what we need to do. But the problem is that we're engaging in too much infidelity, too much fornication.
That's right. And
it's hurting us.
That's right.
Because God is not pleased. He's saying, my word. Okay, my word.
That's right.
Should you hide in your heart so that you wouldn't sin against me? But unfortunately, people have totally neglected the word of God, have totally gone against the commandments that God has established for us so that we could be blessed. And this comes as a result against what God has established.
If people just
do what they need to do, keep the legs closed, wait till you get married, you'll be fine.
That's it.
But unfortunately, we don't get down like that in the 21st century. No. You know, everybody
that's not popular.
That's not popular. You know, that's foreign. That's non-traditional. That's for weirdos. That's for crazy people. We don't do that. This is what we do.
Let me give you another statistic. This is from the CDC, Center for Disease Prevention. It says that one in five adults and adolescents are living with HIV and unaware of the status. Now, my comment is that testing facilities and ways to get tested is prevalent in the United States. But why won't we get tested? Why won't we get tested? There seems to be a stigmatism, a fear, discrimination, a homophobe, negative perception by HIV testing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it gives a sobering statistic, and that statistic says that despite representing only 14% of the U.S. population in 2009, African Americans accounted for 44% of all new HIV infections. That compared to the members of other races and ethnics, African Americans account for a higher population of HIV infection. This is what it says, Rev B, at all diseases, stages of disease, at all stages of disease, from new infections to death.
Mm-hmm.
What is it to take for these folks that are out here, like you said, having unprotected sex before marriage? What is it going to take for them to say, hey, I need to slow my roll and get tested, because these statistics are sobering? Let me give you a statistic about black women. In 2009, black women accounted for 30% of the estimated new HIV infections among all blacks. Most 85% black women with HIV acquired HIV through heterosex. the estimated rate of new HIV infections for black women was more than 15 times as high as the rate for white women and more than three times as high as that for Latino women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, what is it going to take us to realize that there's a whole lot of folks out here carrying this HIV virus, and we need to stop participating in exchanging bodily fluids with anybody other than someone that we have gone to the testing facility and saw them get tested and saw the results. Are you understand what I'm saying, Red B?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
And when I do premarital counseling, one of the things, and they don't like it, and I don't really care if they don't like it, is one of the things is that I tell them is, when you sit down, I said, now before you, I know you in love, and that's your boogum snuggles, and that's your sweetheart, and Red B, you need to quit it. That's your sweetheart, and that's your boo, and all. But, you know, I don't want you to have your love and your boo before and get married to them until you get tested. And I tell them to go get tested. They look at me crazy, look at me strange, but it's important that you get tested.
Right.
And because if you don't get tested, you don't know.
Exactly.
You don't know.
And it's very important, Pastor C, to know your partner's sexual history.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you have to know who they've been with, and they need to know who you've been with.
That's right.
And we oftentimes keep that such a secret, and we don't want to tell anybody, and then we're just so reluctant to go and get tested. And most of the time it is out of fear, because, you know, we probably know that we haven't led a clean and healthy sexual lifestyle.
That's right.
As which we should. And, you know, and so now it's like, if you hear this news, what are you going to do? But it's better to get tested, to take the precautionary steps.
There you go.
You know, do what you need to do.
There you go.
At least you can add some years onto your life instead of all of a sudden you just get sick and the doctor says it's too late and we can do nothing for you. And that's what our people do. We don't go to the doctor until it's death.
Let me give you a statistic on the death rates. Again, this is from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This is by the end of 2008, an estimated 627,000 blacks with an AIDS diagnosis had died in the U.S. That's almost a quarter of a million. Did I say a quarter of a million?
Mm-hmm.
A quarter of a million folks have died. And in 2007, now check this out, HIV was the ninth leading cause of death for all blacks. The ninth leading cause of death for all blacks, and the third leading cause of death. Now check this out. Somebody needs to write this down. The third leading cause of death for black women and black men aged 35 to 44. Now that's getting serious, Doc.
Yep.
The third leading cause. I don't know what the first leading cause, but the third leading cause for black folk 35 to 44 is HIV/AIDS.
HIV/AIDS. We're not talking, you know, that's the third leading cause. And that's very high.
Look at that age limit.
That's high.
That age range, 35 to 44.
35 to 44. That's, you know, that's like...
They're in their prime.
You know, that's like the, you know, the midlife right there. You know, that's your prime. That's like almost at your peak, you know, and you're cutting yourself short. You know, 30, 35 to 44. You're still a young man. You're a young man at 35 to 44. And your life is being ended because of vicarious living from years before. And I think the key is, Pastor C, is that we really need to, you know, let these young people know that, you know, you think you gung-ho now, and, you know, you think you the man, and you the player, and the ladies love you.
10, 15 girls.
10, 15 girls. And you can do whatever, but guess what? It all catches up with you at the end of the day.
Slow walk.
It's a slow walk. It's a slow death, you know, because at some point in time, you know, your actions are going to catch up with you. And, you know, they're going to come quicker and sooner than you think. We often think, you know, we have the rest of our lives. unbelievable. You know?
Read that last article for me, and when you get down there, read that for me. Folks think I'm lying. This is from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This last one right here, read that right here, all the way down there.
Okay. So it says African Americans face a number of challenges that contribute to the higher rates of HIV infection. It says the greatest number of people living with HIV prevalent is African American community, and the fact that African Americans tend to have sex. Okay, so we're prevalent. We're the most.
So we like rabbits.
Yes. Yeah. We like wild animals in the jungle because we ain't got nothing else to do other than have sex.
Oh my God.
We don't have any other way to spend our time. That's what the article says here, Pastor.
Now, that's coming from the Centers for Disease.
That's what the Center for Disease
Prevention
says. Right. So, you know, and I look at it like this. There has to be other ways to occupy your time other than just have sex.
I'm going to read one more statement, and we're going to go. It says, at some point in their lifetime, an estimated 1 in 16 black men and 1 in 32 black women will be diagnosed with HIV infection. Wow. Now, when you go to church, some of y'all go to mega churches out there.
1 in 16.
Some of y'all go to mega, y'all got them 3,000. Wow. Everybody go 1, 2, 3, up to, this is for the men, 16, right. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 16, you got it. And for the women, it's 1, 2, 3, 32, you got it.
Right.
So, think about that in your community. You can count 16 people, and out of those 16 people, you got it.
Yeah. I mean, and that's real. That's real. Because if you talk about 100 people, you're literally talking about almost 40-some people out of 100 that will have it, which is unbelievable.
It's staggering.
That's staggering.
It's epidemic. Yeah. That's why we're talking about this for a second.
Right.
And I know it's not popular.
Right.
I know folks going to tune out. Folks don't want to hear it.
Don't want to hear it.
But it's 2 800, like you say,
it's
2 800-pound gorillas in the room.
In the room.
And it's killing us. It's killing us. We would be remiss if we didn't tell people it's killing us. On our business cards, we're going to say, get tested. Right. Get tested.
And the thing is that God is speaking to us and telling us, if you continue to live this lifestyle, this is what's going to happen. You're not only going to destroy yourself, but you're going to destroy your race. You're going to destroy your race.
Only got 14%.
That's right. We only make 14% of the population. And if you got men that are dying at a drastic rate before they even reach 45 years old because of this one disease. Now, Pastor C, you can throw in diabetes. You can throw in cancer, which are also very prevalent issues in the black community. But then you go to AIDS. It's unbelievable, you know, how sin, and I'm going to say this, how sin has destroyed the community. It has made the community sick.
Sick.
And that's a sad statement that I read where it just basically says that black people know how to do is just have sex.
Y'all just have sex.
That's all y'all do. Y'all don't do nothing else other than have sex.
And the top of the article says that there's a prevalence of bisexual men.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, Doc, you know, why you got to have go? Why you got to go both ways?
Right. And see, that's just opening up Pandora's box there, because now, you know, you distributing it both ways. You know, you just messing everybody up. Not just the females, but the males. I mean, it's really, Pastor C, it's just nasty.
Yeah.
It's just nasty. Number one, it's nasty just to be out here just doing whatever. And then you're just doing it to anybody and everybody, because now you have no respect for yourself. And then you have no regards for the people that you're dealing with. You know, and it's just pathetic. It's just pathetic. But we are our own worst enemy, because we're destroying our race. We're destroying our race. You know, we just out here having sex with whoever, doing whatever we want. We don't care. There's no type of nothing. It's just, can we have sex? Let's just get it on and move on with the rest of our life. I don't care. I don't want nothing from you other than this. And nobody's saying, well, have you been tested? What's your sexual history? What's this? What's that? None of that. you know, we just having a sexual transaction.
Bodily fluid.
That's it. We just exchange bodily fluids and just going on. You affecting me, I'm affecting you. And then we go on and we infect
and
somebody.
Pretending like it's not happening.
And pretending like it's not happening.
Now, let me go ahead.
Go ahead.
With these bisexual brothers. It seems as if they want to have it both ways. And one of the things that they tell the girls is that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, baby. And if you love me, you wouldn't let me, or I wouldn't have to use a condom.
Right.
Amen.
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 Go ahead.
And then I got to go here.
Mm-hmm.
Folk are thinking, amen, that long as I don't have anal sex or vaginal sex, then my risk goes down. But you got a whole lot of folk out here, Reb, be having oral sex.
That's right.
Or getting head, as they say.
Correct.
I know this is supposed to be a family friendly show, but they're
keeps it real here, Pastor Dave, CDC.
And so if you have any type of gum disease, if your gums are bleeding, or you have a cut in your mouth, or
gingivitis,
anything.
Any open wounds.
And you come in contact with their bodily fluid, you stand.
That's right.
So I think some of the younger people, they think, well, I can't get it if I have oral sex. I can't.
Listen, Doc, can I go here?
Go ahead.
And I know I may get fired for saying this. If you got an open wound on your finger,
yeah,
and you're trying to play around, you can get infected.
You can get it. Exactly.
You know, so it's there is no saying, okay, well, we can do this and it'll be okay. No, because you're still running the risk. Because when you talk about exchanging of bodily fluids, you can exchange fluids anywhere. It doesn't have to be through intercourse. It could be anywhere. It could be orally through your mouth. It could be through your hands. It could be whatever.
That's it.
You know, and so you have to be very careful with who you're dealing with. But most importantly, I'm still going to go back to the same premise, is you don't need to be having sex anyway unless you're married. Now, that's just us. That's what we believe. Now, for those of you who don't believe what we're preaching here, then you need to take care, better care
of yourself.
Use some wisdom and get tested. Before you lay down with Hallie or Denzel or whoever they are in your mind, then you need to get tested first. I don't care how fine she is. I don't care if she says she ain't never missed a pill in 2-3 years.
Come on
now. You still get tested. I don't care what he says. He still needs to get tested.
That's right.
Because this is your life, and you don't want it to be cut short because of negligence.
It's killing us.
It's killing us. And we neglect ourselves. We don't do what we're supposed to do. We just assume that everybody's living a clean lifestyle, that everybody's doing whatever. And that's not the case. That is not the case. You know, you cheating on your wife, you're not only hurting your wife, you're hurting the woman that you're cheating with, you're hurting yourself. I mean, it's just so
much
going on.
Babies can get infected.
Babies can get infected.
In the womb and through breastfeeding.
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct.
So, you know, I invite everyone to go to the cdc.gov website and get informed on what the CDC is doing. They're spending millions of dollars, Doc. They're spending $50 million and $36 to $50 million or more of funding trying to get folks that are high at risk to get tested and participate in behaviors that aren't at risk. And that's what we got to get out to our communities and let them know, you know, this thing is taking over us. You know, we're not here to judge you. We're not here to think we're better than anybody. We just want you to get the information that you can get so you won't get sick and die.
That's right.
That's the bottom line.
That's it, the bottom line.
Whatever your choice is, or who you do or who does you, we're trying to get you to get a choice that will prevent you from getting sick and die. And that's everybody, whether you're gay, whether you're bisexual, whether you're trisexual, whatever you're doing, you know, get to a place where you can get tested, get to a place where you can get knowledge of what's going on, and protect yourself, protect your partner, whatever person you're in relationship, protect them, protect yourself to keep from getting something that's going to kill you.
Right.
Can we scream it? Can we bring an even louder clarion voice to say, this stuff is killing us.
Right.
It's killing us quickly more than anybody else.
More
we need to stop it.
People, right.
We need to get involved with getting the word out. Put it on your business card.
Right.
You know, put it on your sermon. When you get ready to preach a sermon, pretext it for everything that, you know, it says that 1 in 32 of y'all, we got 60 in y'all, and 2 of y'all got it.
Right.
You preaching to 60 people. That means 2 of y'all got it.
Yeah. And
that's for the women. Now, the men is more prevalent. That means the 3 of y'all got it. So if I'm preaching to 60 African-American men,
right.
Amen, 3 of y'all got it.
3
of
y'all got it. Yep. And it has been a great detriment to our society. And, of course, Pastor C, it's something that we still to this day in the black communities do not. We do not. Like you say, it's the elephants in the room. We see it. We know it. We see the damage it's done. We see the families it's destroyed. We see what it's done to children who've been born with the HIV virus. I mean, we see the damage that it's done, but we still are not taking the precautionary steps to. We need to do. And all we're saying is, listen, we're not telling you anything other than get tested. You don't have to listen to us. This is what we believe, that if you're going to do it the right way. Wait till you get married.
That's
but
right.
If
That's
you
right.
feel like you need to do it, then do it the right way. Go get tested. Make sure she's clean. You're clean. Use whatever protection you need to do if that's what you feel like you need to do.
Exactly.
You know. Now, we would say you don't need to be having it at all. But if you must, do it the right way. Protect yourself. Protect your partner.
100% of the time, all the time.
All the time. You know, don't just say, oh, well, let me just not do it this time. No, because the one time you don't do it is the one time you get in trouble, and then it leads to a whole nother issue, and then you become infected. And then you feel like it's the end of the world, and then you go on this kamikaze mission because you're so bitter that you just want to mess everybody else's life up because of the choices that you made. So we have to, ladies and gentlemen, get tested. If you know you've been out here, if you know that you know you've been a little promiscuous in your sexual activity, go out here, get tested, get your results, because it's better to be safe and know than to be sorry and not know, and then wind up later on in life having complications and issues, and then it's too late. So all we're doing here at Pastor's Aid is trying to connect you with the resources, which is to get connected, okay? If you need to get, you know, contraceptives or whatever, go to your local, go to your local health agencies. They have that stuff for you if this is what you need to do.
They're spending millions and millions of dollars
every year. I mean, they got everything that you could possibly need or want, and they will give it to you if this is what you need. So, you know, take care of yourself, because we only live one life on this earth, and you want to live it to the fullest, and you, most importantly, you do want to be healthy. But on the other flip side, we need to find other things to do to occupy our time, too, as well. But we'll touch on that later.
Let me read this about the expanding testing initiative that the CDC is doing. We'll read this. And again, you can get this at cdc.gov /HIV/topics. And it says, in 2010, CDC announced a second 3-year expanded HIV testing program that builds on an initiative started in 2007 to increase HIV testing among African Americans. In the first 3 years of the project, and I hope I'm not reading this, more than 2.8 million tests were conducted, and 18,432 people were newly diagnosed with HIV. Most of the people who were tested, 57.4%, and diagnosed with HIV, 66%, were, guess who? African Americans. The ETI included 30 health jurisdictions and focuses on increasing HIV testing among African Americans and Latinos, as well as men having sex with men and injection drug users of all races and ethnic ethnicities. It says funding for the program was increased from $36 million per year to $50 million per year. Now, this says they're trying to deal with the epidemic.
They are.
But the best way to deal with the epidemic is to get tested and find out and to stop participating in this type of behavior that you would exchange bodily fluids and end up get yourself in trouble.
Right. And the thing is, we're talking about how bad of an epidemic it is now. And you can only imagine what it would be like in another 5 to 10 years at the rate that it's going.
Let me compare this with the flu virus.
Mm-hmm.
People know how bad the flu makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so every year they come over with a flu. They know what strain of flu it is. People get inoculated. They take flu shots. They tell you to wash your hands. They tell you to cough in your arm. And then sometimes you still get the flu, but your chances of the longevity of the flu or the symptoms being or being worse are reduced by getting the flu shot. And every year we go through this, and everybody is prepared for the flu. And my thing is, the flu is most of the time it's not going to kill you.
Right.
Your
body just has to adapt an immunity to it.
But this thing destroys your T cells.
That's right.
And it so fights off anything.
That's right. So you're basically destroying your power to fight off diseases and infections.
So if everybody knows how to deal with the flu, they don't know how to deal with HIV. Somebody call us, 347-324-5569. 347-324-5569. I know this is not a popular subject. I know some folks are already tuned this out. I know some folks that don't want to hear it.
Right.
But if you're an African-American or if you're American in this country, HIV is prevalent. It's an epidemic. We need to, like I said, put it on your business card. Put it on your intro into your speeches or your sermons. You know, we've got to make this thing so prevalent that in people's faces that say, hey, we're going to be dead here in short time if we keep participating in this type of behavior.
Yeah, we're going to wipe out the whole African-American race.
And some people, can I go there?
Yeah.
Some people wouldn't mind that happening.
No, not at all. Not at all.
They brought people from Africa and killed them and put them into slavery, and you know racism is still prevalent in the United States. But if people who are racist don't care about you, they say, well, they just kill them all. I don't have to even lift a finger; they kill themselves off.
Let them
have sex.
Yeah,
and kill themselves off.
Because all they're saying is that's all we know how to do anyway, according to the article.
Yeah.
You know, is that all we do is just have sex and we just have it uncontrollably? You know, that we don't know how to do anything else other than just procreate and just, you know, we just out of control. It says it right there. I'm telling you, it says it right there. Biggest. If anybody wants to go to the website and look it up, we are sitting looking at the page right now, and it absolutely says that you know we are prevalent. You know, and they say that there's a tendency for us to have sex. So you know we produce at a faster rate. Somebody might get mad about that. But it's the absolute truth. Now I was talking to one of my friends yesterday, and I had her laughing, and I said, you know, I said, if you had 24 hours in a day, mm-hmm. you know, I think we talked about this before. I said the most time you would spend sexy would really be like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with the other 22 hours? You know, and that's the problem that we wrestle with, because most African Americans, they don't know how to do anything else other than just let's get busy. You know, that's all they want to do. There's no conversation. There's no nothing. Just out of control. It's just out of control. And this, Pastor C, this AIDS epidemic has infected our community because we have gotten away from what we're supposed to be doing. If you don't live right, it's going to lead to sickness.
Yeah.
We said that. I preached that today.
Yeah.
I said sin causes sickness.
That's it.
And AIDS is a sickness that comes as a result of sin. I said, you want to do what you want to do? okay, well, this is what's going to happen. You know, you just can't be out here having sex all willy-nilly with anybody and everybody and you ain't married, or you having sex and you are married with people that ain't your husband or your wife. It's going to catch up with you. It's going to catch up with you every
single time. Read this one for me, Rev B. Read that one for him. And I promise we're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break after this. Read the second paragraph.
Yeah.
It says, African-American communities continue to experience higher rates of other sexually transmitted diseases compared with other racial/ethnic communities in the United States. It says the presence of certain sexually transmitted diseases can significantly increase the chance of contracting HIV.
So they're talking about
that
gonorrhea,
these other STDs, herpes, serves as a gateway to HIV.
Right.
So if you got gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia, whatever,
herpes,
whatever, that can be a segue that will lead to HIV. Okay. And it says a person who has both, listen to this, HIV and certain sexually transmitted diseases has a greater chance of infecting others with HIV. Out of control. So you just saying, well, I ain't got AIDS, but I got this. But guess what? That increases
your greater risk.
Because now, you know, you open up the door to present your body's already infected if you have a sexually transmitted disease.
So you mean now, if she looks so beautiful, she still have a disease. If he looks so fine, he still has. Is that what you're trying
that's
to
right. say? That's why they need to get tested, you know?
Let's go to break.
Yes, sir. We'll go to break.
Let's go to break. We're going to come back. Number to call in. We'll be back in about 1 minute, 50 seconds, 347-324-5569 is 347-324-5569. We're going to try to get some folk on the phone and talk to us about this deadly epidemic that's destroying the African community. Amen. And we're talking about HIV AIDS. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And he loves you.
Conversation on this subject that's very important to the African American community. We don't talk about anything else. We don't try to get people connected to the resource to help them about anything else. We need to talk about and get people connected to understanding and preventing and getting resources that will help with HIV AIDS. It is running rampant in our community. And many of the reasons why is because we're vain. It's like we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to share it with anybody. In other words, we're homophobic, or we're too cool, or we're too down to actually talk about these things. So It's something that, like I said, put it on your business card, put it on your letterhead. You know, churches need to put it up in their vestibules. Pastors need to talk about it. And I know there's pastors and I know celebrities and everyone's talking about it, but we're not talking about it enough, Rev. Give us a few more of those statistics while we're trying to get someone on the phone.
Oh, yeah. The other thing that we have here on the website is basically talking about stigma, fear, discrimination, homophobia, and negative perceptions about HIV testing can also place too many African Americans at a higher risk. It says many at risk for infection fear stigma more than the infection and may choose instead to hide their high-risk behavior rather than seek counseling and testing. So most people are more concerned about the backlash.
Sorry, I'm not
That's
available.
Ross.
Leave a message and I'll call you back. Thank you.
She faked us out on that.
So Pastor C, as we try to call Pastor Ross back. But most people in the African American community are more concerned about the perception that will come. That's right. You know how it is in the black
community. My swag is going to mess up my swagger.
You know how it is in the African American community. It's all about the perception. You know, you got to look good. You got to have that perception. You got to have that persona. You got to have it all. You know, and if people find out that you're sick and you got AIDS, then that you lose all your cool points. You know, you don't have no friends. You lose street creds. You lose your thug credibility. You lose all of that.
You remember Eazy-E, right?
Exactly. Remember Eazy-E? You know, he died of AIDS.
Yeah.
You know, and he was a top-notch gangster, you know, and he died and didn't even know he had it until it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, he kept it a secret. Yeah. Didn't even tell anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and so we don't in time, what's greater, trying to save your life or trying to be, you know, by your people? You know, look, everybody's going to put a label on you regardless of whether you're sick or not. That's just the way society is. We judge people all the time. We just judge on where we live. We judge on whether we have this or if we don't have that. That's what life is. That's how we just distinguish one another. You know, and I'm fearful because of the homophobia backlash, because of the stigmas.
They say if you got HIV, you must be gay.
Right, exactly.
Or lesbian.
Exactly. And you know, when HIV first hit the scene.
Gay white men.
Exactly. You know, who was it? Rock Hudson and Liberace. They were one of the, you know, first few men that came out and admitted they had, you know, had HIV and so on and so forth. But we know HIV affects everybody. You know, we remember Arthur Ashe, the tennis player who caught AIDS from a blood transfusion.
Yeah, exactly.
Bless his heart.
Exactly.
You know, live the right lifestyle. You know, wasn't out here doing anything crazy. He's just a blood transfusion. He got a bad bag of blood.
Yeah.
You know, and it destroyed his life. But guess what? He still spoke out. And let people know he was a very strong advocate for it. You know, and even today, they still have the Arthur AIDS Foundation, which is designed, you know, to help for AIDS research and, you know, help people get tested and all these other things. So, you know, it happens. I mean, we look at Magic Johnson.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, he's had the virus for over 20 years now and going strong. So, I mean, you know, but like you say, when is it that we're more concerned about living our life and stop being more concerned about what people think of us? Because if you go through life always worried about what people are thinking about you, you're not going to get anywhere far. Because guess what? You can't please anybody by trying to live for them. You can only live for yourself and live for the man upstairs. If you're not living for him or for yourself, then you always going to fall short of the expectation.
Let's give some information out. That you can go to the Centers for Disease Prevention website, and that's www.cdc.gov/HIV/topics. And to the right of that, you can find the HIV test site, put in the zip code, and it will give you the closest test site to where your zip code is. And again, that's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And that website is www.cdc.gov
/HIV, /topics, and go to the right side and type in your zip code, and it'll search and it'll give you the closest testing facility or where you can get testing services. And again, we need to put this out there like we're putting more than anything out there, Rev B, whether we're going to concerts, whether we're going to basketball games, whether we're going out to dinner, wherever we go, where we come in contact with people, we need to make this prevalent. When we go and we go to church or wherever you go to the movies, we need to be telling people, you know, there's something out here that's going to kill you.
That's right.
If you participate in any of these type of behaviors where you're coming in contact with bodily fluid, you have the possibility of contracting this. And you really, really, really need to think about and go get tested. Again, the website to find a place, a testing site near you, is www.cdc.gov. Mm-hmm. That's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. /HIV/topics. Please, ma'am, please, sir, if you don't ever tune in to Pastor's Aid CDC again, please go to this website. Please get this information. Please type in your address. Please get tested. If you're young, single, and fine, you want to stay young, single, and fine.
That's right.
If you're old, seasoned, and savvy, you want to stay old, seasoned, and savvy because it affects young and old alike. The Centers for Disease Prevention is saying that people from 13 all the way up to 64 should at least get tested once in their life.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, again, it's a test. It's there's a stigma to it, you know. But when you're tested, if you come back positive, you know that you need to take some steps. If you come back negative, you know you need to take some steps to stay negative. And so, you know, we're putting this out there tonight. We talked about it Friday. I know some of you are saying, oh, they got a holdover from last Friday. But, you know, I want to see you well, and I want to see you live. That's what we're doing. We're connecting people with resources for the wellness of the community. Rev B?
Yes, sir. And like you said, Pastor C, that's all we're doing. We're just encouraging people to get out here, to get tested, to take care of yourself, be wise, take the preventative steps that you need to secure your well-being for the rest of your life, because you don't want your life to be cut short because of neglecting to take care of your body. Get tested. You know, we often feel that, you know, we're superhuman, that we don't get sick, that we can't, you know, ever come down with any illnesses or any diseases or whatever. But we're letting you know that oftentimes the AIDS virus is a silent killer. Most of the time it does not show any signs, no physical visible signs. And so, you know, you could walk around and have it and not even know it. But you know, if you have a very shaky sexual history, we're asking you, ma'am, and we're asking you, sir, to go out and get tested. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for your community. Do it for your loved ones. Do it for whoever that you have any type of relationships with, because that's the best thing that you can do, is to try to preserve your life. You don't want it to be cut short because you were more concerned about the stigma or the homophobic backlash that comes with this disease. But we know that whatever issues are presented to you in life, that whatever it is, that we know that God will always help you get through it. He will sustain you. He will keep you. He will give you the strength. But all we're doing is saying, take the initial step and to get tested. Once you get tested, there's so many things out here that services and help groups and counselors and whatever that can help you through this process. But you got to get tested first. That is the initial step. And we as black folk, I tell you, Pastor C, we scared of everything. We don't want to go to the doctor for nothing. I don't want to go to the doctor for nothing. Get tested. I don't care. Just go see the doctor. Oh, no, child. I'm just going to pray on it. You can pray on it all you want.
Come on, preacher.
But God says you still need to exercise common sense, and you need to go to the doctor. You know, you need to get that medicine or whatever you need is going to keep you well. You work together with the doctor. Your faith with medicine works. You know, faith without works is dead. So if you praying and all this and you ain't doing what you're supposed to do on the other hand, guess what? You ain't getting nowhere. You're like one of them little hamsters in the cage on the wheel. It's just moving, but you ain't really going nowhere. So we're asking people to go out, to get tested, to do what you need to do. But most importantly, I'm going back to my premise tonight again, Pastor C, which is, we got a caller on the air, which is to please, if you must, use protection. But here at Pastor A CDC, we're going to say wait till you get married. We got a caller.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Good evening, you two. How are you doing?
Good evening. Who is this we speak of thou with?
This is Tracy from the Mount Hope Missionary Baptist Church in Nanjimore, Maryland.
Sister Tracy, how are you doing? So good to hear from you.
I'm
think
good.
Down there in
Nanjimore.
5 feet tall, by the way. Good to hear from you. What's going on? What you got for us tonight?
I just got words of encouragement for the both of you. I just want to
What's
thank
going
the-
on? What you
Well, I just want to thank the both of you for putting it out there. I encourage the kids and the kids and the young adults at my church to listen to you guys now. So I hope they're out there and they're listening, because this is, to me, with them,
Amen.
Especially the teens at my church, is kind of like a touchy subject, something
yeah.
that they don't even want to hear
yeah.
about. They just don't want to hear it. It's like, okay, our Sunday school lesson this morning was on wisdom. And they
mm-hmm.
just didn't want to, they don't want to hear nothing from the older folks. They want to do it their way. But,
mm-hmm.
hello, again, I hope they're listening, and I want to encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing, because it's going to get to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it definitely is. It definitely is. Well, we thank you so much, Sister Tracy, for always listening, and we thank you for putting the word out there and encouraging all of the young people. I guess before we get off the air, we always want to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
What do you, I'm not going to catch you off guard, what do you contribute to the African-American community in this wild sexual lifestyles that many people live? What do you think is the cause of that? Because we read an article, I don't know if you heard us earlier, that
mm-hmm.
basically said that all black.
You may have heard rumors or myths about how HIV is transmitted, and you need to go and learn the facts by reading our questions and answers about HIV. Now, here is a statement that says HIV is spread primarily not using a condom when having sex with a person who has HIV. It says all unprotected sex with someone who has HIV contains some risk. However, unprotected anal sex is riskier than unprotected vaginal sex.
Mm.
Among men who have sex with other men, unprotected receptive anal sex is riskier than unprotected insertive anal sex. Having multiple sex partners or the presence of other sexually transmitted diseases can increase the risk of infections during sex. Unprotected oral sex can also be a risk for HIV transmission, but is at a much lower risk than anal or vaginal sex. Sharing needles, syringes, rinse water, or other equipment used to prepare illicit drugs for injection, and then also being born to an infected mother, HIV can be passed from the mother to child during pregnancy, birth, or breastfeeding. Real B.
Unbelievable. So, either way, Pastor C, you're running risk. Doing, I think that might be Sister Tracy calling us back. You're running risk in what you're doing, you know.
Hello, caller, you on the air?
Sorry.
Hello, caller, you on the air?
It's Tracy.
Yo, hello, you got us back.
I got
okay.
you back.
We were in the middle of asking you a question. I figured you must have got disconnected, but thank you for calling us back. We were just Pastor C and I were just discussing this question. What do you think is one of the main reasons, especially in the African-American community, that so many people are just living, you know, just the sexual, you know, promiscuous lifestyles? I mean, just out of control, you know, just doing whoever, whatever, whenever. What do you think some of the causes of that is? Because, you know, tonight, you know, we stand strong on the premise that no matter who you are, that if you're not married, you need to wait until you have sex. But if you don't agree with that, then, you know, we say get tested first. But we want to know, why are so many people just living sexually crazy, promiscuous lifestyles?
Well, you know, I work in a hospital, so I see it all the time. I work with it all the time. I see babies. I see mm-hmm. teenagers. I see adults. I just deal with them all the time. And I think what it is it's, I want to say, we have too much, okay? Remember how it used to be on Sundays, you know, it was church day. Nothing was open. You know,
that's
Sundays
right.
was
that's
either
right.
church day, rest day, or you know, a family day. Now everything is just open to us. You can go
that's right.
online
right.
and get what and see whatever you want. You got these sexual movies and DVDs that you can just purchase because a guy is mm-hmm. out on the street saying he's selling it for $5. You know, so he'll sell it to a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we don't know that, but hello, that's what they're getting it from, and they're seeing it, so they want to try it.
Right.
When they try it,
right.
they don't know, really know what they're getting themselves into.
What they're getting
and into. Then, boom, it's like, man, you know. So I think we just need to, we really, really, really need to, me personally, go back to, I know we shouldn't, I had this thing today. Oh, everything's just so tradition. Well, some things that's tradition, we need to keep tradition, you know. Some
Amen.
Things you just cannot,
right.
you just cannot, you just need to just leave it there. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. We do. We understand exactly what you're saying. And I
mm-hmm.
know Pastor C and I were talking earlier that, you know, you look at these sexually transmitted diseases, you look at this AIDS epidemic, and a lot of this sin is prevalent in the community. And whenever there's sin, there's sickness. Mm-hmm. And we know that the sins that have been committed have been the fornication, you know, have been the infidelity, the adultery, have been the homosexual activity, the bisexual activity. We're just doing all of these things, Sister Tracy, that go against what God has told us, you know, we need to abstain from.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, okay, if this is what you want to do, then
mm-hmm.
these are the consequences. And so when we look at, you know, the AIDS and the STDs and all these other sicknesses and disease,
mm-hmm.
this comes as a consequence to our actions. This is basically the result of sin. So, you know, we're encouraging, you know, especially our young people, because they really need to hear this. And I don't know how many
right.
of our young people are listening tonight, but, you know, this is one thing that the church can never deviate from. We can deviate from a whole lot of other things. But one thing
mm-hmm.
we always will tell young people is, you know, fellas, keep your pants zipped up. Ladies, keep your dress pulled down and
right.
keep everything closed up until you get married. I mean, that's just the way that it has to be. But we have so many young people out here
mm-hmm.
experiencing and sexual activity, and they're getting involved. And all they're doing is basically making themselves spiritually sick Right. You know, and God can't bless that. And so that's why we have all of this, you know, all of these mm-hmm. issues. Once you start having sex past the seed, you know,
multiple partners.
With multiple partners, yeah. it just gets out of control. And that's
right. That's
what we have. So that's one of the major reasons why this AIDS epidemic has really affected our African American community, because we as a whole, many of us just have very wild and crazy sexual lifestyle. So, but
not only African American though, Reverend B, is African,
yeah.
Hispanics, and white, and some more. I work with them all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I'm sure you see it working in the hospital how it affects, you know, all races, and you
mm-hmm.
know, and I tell you, you know, just in this area, we know that, you know, that AIDS epidemic, you know, HIV virus is very prevalent, especially in our African American communities. But we encourage people
of all races,
no matter who you are, just get tested. You know,
right. Before
you get married, get tested.
Yeah.
Before you think about laying down with somebody, you know, get tested. Not just an AIDS test, but get all the tests.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
get
tested for everything, because you want to make sure that you're not putting yourself at risk by laying down with this person. But also, if you do have it, then you need to take the necessary steps, you know, to see a doctor, go to the clinic, and get yourself well. So we definitely are encouraging that. And we thank you, because
thank
I know you kind of one of the first-hand people working over there in the hospital. So
yeah.
We know that you see a lot, and you have many, many stories to tell. So we thank you so very much for calling
in. All right.
Well,
I just thank you, too, for putting it out there, and I'm hoping the young people are listening.
Yeah, because, you know, before I let you go, Sister Tracy, it's kind of like, you know, it's always taboo in the Black community.
Yeah,
we don't ever want to talk about certain things. It's, you know, it's the 800-pound gorilla in the room that nobody wants to talk
about. Pretend like he's not there.
But you see him, you know, and you see the damage that he's doing, but nobody says anything. So we're just putting it out there to let people know that this is a real issue that, you know, people need
to ask her about the Truvada drug.
Have you heard about the Truvada drug for HIV? Have you heard about that?
I've just heard a little bit. I need to really investigate on that.
Right.
After I heard you talk about it.
I had never heard of it until Pastor C had just brought it up. And, you know, he was saying that it's about 63%, you know, of. And, you know, so that means that still leaves you with about a 40% chance of contacting it if you're having relations with somebody that's already infected with the virus.
And the CDC, the FDA is thinking about holding it. They're already holding it back for 3 months because they think that it might lead to people having more risky behavior.
Correct.
What do you think about that? Do you think the FDA should hold it back further? Or do you think it should, the argument for it is that it'll help more people than it hurts?
Well, I need to see what exactly that is first before I can answer that. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What it all details.
Right. Basically it's supposed to be it's basically like an anti-HIV pill. And so basically, if you're in a relationship with somebody, I believe that the non-infected person
has to take the pill.
Has to take
every
the pill
day.
Every day if they want to be. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. It's kind of like you're still encouraging these
unprotected sex.
Still encouraging unprotected sex. That's what you're doing. This is just another type of contraceptive, you know, to prevent you from being infected with this disease.
That only works 63%
of
the time.
It only works, you know, roughly 6 out of 10 times. If you have, you know, intercourse 10 times, four out of those 10 opportunities will be your chance to get infected with this HIV virus. So I'm sure they're probably going to hold off for a little while. And, of course, the other thing you have to take into consideration, Pastor C, is that, you know, if this drug is on the market, how expensive is it going to be? You know, which leads us to another story about African Americans who don't have health insurance.
That's right.
You know, we're not going to be able to just buy this pill over the counter because it's going to cost us probably every body part on our body to pay for.
So you know what behavior that's going to lead to.
And Sister Tracy, you know they're not making no generic brand on this either. So,
so you
can only imagine what the cost is. So I look at it like this. It's best just to close up shop until you get married. That's all I'm saying.
There you go. Point blank, period. That's all to
point
it.
Blank. You can't go wrong with that. That is 100% effective. It has not come back negative at any point in time. You just keep the shop closed till you get married.
That's it.
There you go.
But Sister Tracy, we thank you so very much for calling in. And we appreciate all the good work. And we will talk soon. Don't forget, we still got to do crabs, too. I know that's right.
Right. And I appreciate, I appreciate you, too.
All righty. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Rev B, we want to... let everyone know also on the CDC website, they're having a AIDS 2012 International AIDS Conference in Washington, D.C., and that's going to be July 22nd through the 27th.
Okay.
You can find that information out on the website, www.cdc.gov/HIV, and it's the AIDS 2012 International Conference. And that's going to be July 27th, July 22nd through the 27th.
So that's next Sunday through Friday, correct?
We put that out there. It's in Washington, D.C.
Local.
So, you know, you need to really think about it, getting down there and getting information. If you need information, if you're infected, if you think it's someone, you know someone that's infected or not, just to get the information. Please, ma'am, please, sir, partake of this International AIDS Conference. That's July 22nd through the 27th in Washington, D.C. And you can go to the Centers for Disease Prevention, Control and Prevention website. That's at www.cdc.gov. And you can /HIV and go over there to the right side of the website, and you'll be able to put your address in and find out where a testing site is, and also get the information of where the AIDS 2012 International Conference is going to be. Rev B?
Yes, sir. So we do want to encourage everybody to go out. That'll be next Sunday through Friday. So we're encouraging everybody to go out and check that out. And while we are making announcements, I know this time has gone by so fast. I tell you, we have almost been on the air for over an hour and a half already. But don't forget this upcoming Saturday, which will be July 21st at the Heart of God Baptist Church. We're going to be having our July free giveaway.
Yes, sir.
The third one, and we're truly excited about that. We'll be out there from 11 till about 3.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got anything, clothing items, household appliances, whatever you got that's, you know, in fair, new condition, come on and bring it out. We're going to have a good
time.
Be a blessing to somebody. I tell you, last month we had a great time. People came out, got some clothes, got some prayer, just had a good time witnessing
got
the people. Got some food.
They're going to have some fish. They're going to have a fish fry.
Fish fry. So come on out, get yourself a piece of fish and do what you need to do. So we're going to try to make it happen. My brother's keeper will be out there.
Yep.
So we'll have a little live music for you and everything. So we're going to have a great time, and we're looking forward to it. Like I said, this is our third go-around, so we're truly excited about that as well. And, of course, we know that the following week at the Heart of God will be your vacation Bible
school. That's right. That's right.
So that's going to be July 23rd. Through the 27th, and I'll be there for the first two nights.
All right. So
excited to
give them the address.
Yes, don't forget the address is 7100.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Chesapeake Street
Road.
Chesapeake Road. I always say street. Chesapeake Road. Hey, get it right. Chesapeake Road, which is right off of Annapolis Road 450.
Landover Hills,
and it's Suite 205-206. So don't forget Heart of God Baptist Church, 7100 Chesapeake Road, Suites 205. And 206, where Pastor C is the man. Amen. So you guys come on out and support us at Pastor's Aid CDC on that Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to have a broadcast live.
We're going to broadcast live, so we're going to go around interviewing people there and you know, interview probably my brother's keeper, interview people who in church and people who were there. So it's a very festive event, you know. And like I say, last time we had so many clothes, Pastor C, that, you know, people would just come in and just
being blessed.
And it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good when you're a blessing to somebody else.
And are these free? Is this free?
Can I have this?
Right,
exactly. They're asking us, is it free? And we're like, whatever you see, it's yours. You know, this is our way of saying thank you. You know, and so we appreciate everybody who comes out and is able to support you know, the free Saturday giveaway. This will be our third one. So we're excited about that. We're going to try to keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
the months of good weather.
Yeah, you know, keep it in the months of good weather, which may take us to maybe October.
Yeah, you know.
Absolutely. So, you know, October is still a pretty warm month. So we're going to try to make that happen as much as possible. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, while we're on the air, the number here again at Pastor's Aid CDC is 347-324-5569. And also, don't forget, you can hit us up on Facebook at Pastor's Aid. That's Pastors with the SAID. And also, you can hit us up on Twitter, PACDC316. And don't forget also, if you go back to blogtalkradio.com to the Pastor's Aid page, you'll be able to go back and listen to tonight's show as well as any of our other previous shows.
That's right.
So they got an on-demand section, so you can go back and listen to any of our shows all the way back till April.
Thank God for everyone that's been tuning in.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we thank God for everybody.
Every week, more and more people.
Yes. And we're encouraging all of our listeners to tell somebody else, too.
Yeah.
You know, encourage people to listen. I said, even if you're not able to listen in live, at least encourage them to go back and listen to some of the on-demand episodes. Because I tell you, last week's show, we had like over 300 listeners. Almost 400 just from the archive. So it's truly been a blessing. And we realize that it would not be possible without your support of our very fine listeners that, you know, Pastor's Aid community development is able to move in the right direction. So we thank God for all of your love and all of your support, Pastor C.
And again, we just are grateful for people that are bringing clothes and items to the free giveaway days. We're going to be telling people about the HIV AIDS conference and getting people aware about that. And, you know, it's good just to keep people informed, get them to know that, you know, there's great resources out there for your health. And, you know, we can't stress enough that when we come in contact with people, we have to let them know where they can get clothing, where they can get, you know, food, you know, and where they can get health care so they can about these bitches. A terrible thing for someone to contract this virus and not be aware that it's out there. And so it's for us as African-American community to understand that, you know, we're not dead yet. You know, we can still stand up. We still can fight. We still can move forward. We can still get the message out. We can still encourage people to change their bodily fluids and having multiple partners and things like that. We can get the message out. It's not too late. There have been epidemics around the world before that people have overcome, and we have to see it as an epidemic, and we have to bind together no matter who you are, what you're doing. Again, we're not trying to condemn anybody. We're not trying to throw anybody under us and like we're better than anybody. But we're trying to get this message out to people that there's a disease out there. There's a virus out there that's trying to destroy our community. We need to stand up and we need to say, you know, we're not going for this. We're not going to take it anymore. And everyone we see in our community, we're going to say, hey, get connected, get tested, find out, participate in behaviors that are not risky. And we have to keep it out. If we don't do it, Rev B, who else is going
to
do it?
Exactly. You know, and we have to take that initial step and just be responsible. You know, we have to. We can't you know, be concerned, you know, about anything, the negativity, the stigmas, whatever. We have to take care of ourselves, you know, and don't let anybody be so quick to judge you or put a label on you or tell you you're this or tell you that. You should never be concerned about what people think of you. You know, do what you need to do. Do what's best for you. Do what's best for your family. Go out here, get tested. You know, and that's all we can say. That's all we can say tonight, Pastor C, is most importantly is to get tested.
And control your behavior.
And control your behaviors. You know, you take control of your life. Take control of those
things that you have to do for yourself.
Those inhibitions. And stop making excuses and stop justifying why you need to live this lifestyle. Because at the end of the day, you're not hurting anybody but yourself. You know, and people say all the time, I have needs. I need this. I have one.
There you go.
You know, that check bounces every single time. Stop writing those checks. Those are bad checks. Bad checks. You know, and that's what people do. They justify.
I have needs.
I have wants. You know, they justify, you know, promiscuous behavior. And all it does is get you in trouble.
Every
single time. And so we just want people to be smart, to be wise. And most importantly, at the end of the day, if you want to keep yourself safe, this is what you do. Wait till you get married.
All right, now I got to go to the pastor.
Go ahead.
I got to go to the pastor.
Go ahead.
Pastors, we have to go there.
Mm-hmm.
We can't sugarcoat it anymore. Again, if you're talking to a group of 500 people, you can count off 1 through 16, and you will have 20 or 30 people in your congregation that have HIV. They're getting infected with. Get involved with other people. And there's a great sweet challenge, Lord have mercy, that on Sunday mornings we need to let people know they need to get tested in our programs and our bulletin boards around the church. We need to let people know that we need to get over the stigma. We need to get over the fear. We need to get over the DL and being quiet about it. And I believe that the pastors, the leaders of the churches, we need to be more vocal. Amen.
That's right.
Be more vocal and tell people, you know, this is killing us. I mean, we tell people about everything else, Pastor. Reb B, we tell people about everything else. But we need to tell them that something's going around that's killing us faster than killing anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't say it, if we don't put it out there, if we don't put it in the message, if we don't put it in the bulletin board, if we don't put it in the emails, the Twitter, all the social networks, if we don't put it out there and make it plain, brother or sister, you are at great risk of contacting a virus and losing your life. Plain and simple. And you know, people will get tired of it. Oh, that's all he's talking about. That's all they talk about. That's all Pastor C talk about. That's all the pastors talk about. But if there was something out there other than this that was killing people,
right,
we'd be talking about it until it was a great big bear out there that was killing people.
That's right.
We wouldn't stop talking about that great big bear until the bear was killed. When the DC sniper was in there, people were bobbing and weaving at the gas station.
That's right.
Pumping gas,
jumping in their car, yeah.
But people didn't stop talking about the sniper, and people didn't start jumping and bobbing and weaving while they were pumping gas until the sniper was arrested. So if this is killing us like a sniper, it's almost like a sniper, but you know, it's killing us at a greater risk than the DC sniper. But you know, we're talking about it. It's not cool. It's not popular. Oh, here he goes again talking about this thing. I wish he would stop. But we can't stop until the numbers of people that are getting ill goes down. And so we have to continue to talk about that. We have to continue to come on in here. We got some young folk that pulled in here. We're going to ask them young folk. Come on back here, girl. Come on back. We're going to ask this young man and this young girl. Come on in here. We're talking about HIV AIDS in the African-American community. And we want to talk to these young people, amen. And one of them, my daughter, she's Janice Elise, and she's 17. And this is Omar, I forget his last name. What's your name?
William.
And he's, 19. We want to ask you, why do males and females, young black males, young black females, why don't they think that they can catch HIV/AIDS when half the people that are affected in America are African American? Why do young people participate in risky behavior and think that it's not going to happen to them? Omar, can you share that with us? What?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, I think because, you know, they're not, I guess, thinking about, you know, the consequences behind if they do have sex.
They're just thinking it feels good.
Yes, and they don't figure that's going to happen to them. That's what I think.
Well, you think about education. I mean, half the folk that 1.2 million in the United States have it, yeah, and half of them are African American.
Exactly.
What's up with that?
Well, me coming from D.C., you know, D.C. is very known, you know, for having the most HIV cases.
Mm.
But I guess people are not using protection, you know, when they have sex. So, you know, person thinks, you know, they won't get it, but they end up getting it. And then they, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about how 4 and 5 sexual partners? What do you think about that?
Well, to me, that's not right in my case.
And
plus, the Bible speaks against that also.
All right, all right. You're not just saying that because I'm a pastor.
No, I'm not. And, you know, and, you know, it's not. First of all, it's not safe either. And if you're doing that, that means that you're not caring about the other person either.
That's right.
Because you sleep around with 4 or 5 people,
mm-hmm,
not knowing that you could catch HIV.
Mm-hmm. And spread it.
Yeah, and spread it.
So when you come and you have 4 or 5 partners, when you bring that to that relationship, it's like all those 4 or 5 people are getting in bed and having sex with you at the same time.
Exactly.
Because you're carrying all of that with you.
And those are what you've been doing.
Along with the other people that they had.
Exactly. So either the person is not caring or they're just doing them.
Yeah. Sister Janice, why do you think African Americans ignore the statistics that half of the people, let me show you what it says in this Jet magazine here. It says that 1.2 million Americans are infected by HIV and half of them are black. Why do you think that African Americans ignore the statistic and continue to have unprotected sex?
Because they think it's not going to happen to them. They think, oh, I'm the one that I'm not going to be that 1.2 million. I'm not going to add to that. So I'm going to just do me because I'm not going to get it.
And why do you think their attitude is like that?
Because they think they're invincible.
So young people, it's not young people, just everybody across the board. Why do African Americans, it seems like we're the ones that are not wise and not intelligent. Why we make up 14% of the population.
Exactly. I mean, I guess
because
we have such a sex crazed society, you know, in the 21st century these days,
mm-hmm,
that nobody really cares about, mm-hmm, the consequences behind the action.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Now, I'm going to put y'all on the spot. Are y'all having sex?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
Yeah, y'all not having sex? Y'all not sexually active?
No, sir.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I just wanted to put that out there, put them on the spot. I'm going to let y'all go now. I'm going to let y'all go.
They passed. He can come back. Y'all take care.
Y'all take care. Thank you for your
information. I was just saying, you man, take all care right. yourself.
Yeah. They hate me.
They hate me. Fans are always talking about set me up. I ain't coming back up here no more.
But like you said, can't get it, you ain't doing it.
That's right. But you got to put it out there, you know. And you know, it definitely has to start with our young people. You know, that's something that we have to instill within them, because when they start early getting sexually involved, it's like an epidemic. It snowballs, and they just do it for the rest of their life because that's all they know, mm-hmm, and that's all they want to do, and that's all they care about is just getting what they want, taking care of that physical want, taking care of that physical desire, you know, and you figure it's 10, 15 minutes of passion worth the rest of your life walking around with this incurable disease.
My goodness.
Because you didn't take the precautionary steps to get tested or do what you needed to do. And so And like I say, Pastor C, you know, we've been preaching this, you know, for over an hour and a half now, but we're encouraging people that if this is something that you must do,
that's right.
If you
cannot
abstain from being sexually active before you are married,
if you're burning up,
right? If the cold shower ain't cutting it for you, you know what I'm saying? Go get yourself tested. Find out what your status is. Find out whoever you're with status is. Make sure that everybody's clean, healthy, whatever, and then you can do what you need to do and deal with the consequences of that action later. That's if that's what you need to do, you know. But if you're saying that I want to do it the right way, and if I want God to bless me through this, then I need to wait until I get married and have, you know, this one-on-one with my wife or my husband,
mm-hmm.
and that's it, you know. But, you know, the issue is that, you know, we've gotten so out of control with the multiple sex partners, with
that statistic,
you know,
the, is wham,
yeah, with the you know, promiscuous behavior, experimenting this, and you know, you gay this, homosexual this week, you straight this week, you know,
lesbian this week.
I mean, yeah, it's just so.
I'm gonna have a baby, but
right.
I'm lesbian.
Right, yeah, exactly, and our kids and our children are struggling with this. I mean, I see it all the time, and like. Bisexual, then she gay, then she back to boys, and she back to, you know, in the course of a school year, they didn't change sexual status about 3-4
times. Exactly.
You know, and so if they're wrestling with this, we need to get a hold of these young people and let them know, look, you don't even need to be entertaining, you know, the fact of being sexually involved, because all it's going
this
to
stuff's
do
gonna
is
kill you. Now
it's gonna kill.
I'm preaching this tonight.
Kill.
It's gonna kill you. It's
kill.
I'm not telling you it's gonna hurt you. You might have something
you
can't
sick.
Get rid of.
You say it's gonna
kill you.
You.
When your T cells gone, you're gone.
Right. It's gonna kill.
When your T cells gone, there's no more fighting off anything. You can get the flu and die.
Yeah.
You can get something and you can't fight it off. An infection from something, a cut finger. And die. But this statistic is weighing me out. 1.2 Americans
mm-hmm.
are infected by HIV, and half of them are black.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But we won't yell it to the top of the lungs. We won't tell people enough. I mean, I'm sure it's out there, but did you hear about True Vader?
Right.
Did you know about the conference?
Put it out there.
Out there, but what I'm saying is, you know, when these movies come out, you know, you hear all about the movie trailers and they're all over TV.
Right.
But you don't hear about this. I'm just going to say this, and I think we're probably going to get in trouble. But if it was more of a other race disease.
Preach.
Do you think it would get more airtime?
No doubt.
It's affecting the 14% of the folk.
They just throw it under the bus.
It's not getting as much airtime
exactly.
as it needs.
And exactly right.
But because you know what I say, Red B?
Exactly.
You know what I say?
It's designed to be that way.
But we need to do something about it.
Right.
And we can do something about it.
And we don't even talk about it in our own communities.
No.
I guarantee you, if you ask 10 African Americans about the prevalence of AIDS in the community, 9 of them probably would have no idea. They would have no idea about the anti-HIV drug. They wouldn't have any idea about where to go again.
Probably know if Magic Johnson had it, he's still alive.
I'm gonna be with Magic. Yeah, I'm Magic Johnson too. You know, I'm Magic Johnson part 2. You know, that's all they know. They don't know anything. They don't really.
Magic living with it. He all
right. Right.
I ain't worried about
it. Exactly. But you ain't Magic and you ain't got his money. We just regular people.
That's just real.
That's just real. You know, that's just keeping it real. You know, and so, you know, it's different. And so we have not. The thing, what are we going to do about it? We need to get out here. And we need to tell people to get tested. We need to tell people to go down to the conference next Sunday through Friday. You got 6 days. You know, they're going to be there for a whole week.
go down there, get some information, get tested, see what some of the new anti-HIV, you know, virus prescriptions they got. I'm sure this is just one of many that they're probably testing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go out, see what's going on, get some literature, get some information, talk to doctors, talk to nurses.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, talk to therapists, talk to whoever. You know, but
get educated, become aware.
Educated, because Pastor C, I'm gonna say this, and I really don't care. We, when it comes to stuff like this,
if you put it in a book,
we ignorant.
If you put it in a book, if you put it in a book,
we're ignorant.
We're not gonna read it.
Not ignorant. We're ignorant. We don't want to be made aware of anything.
Just like that conversation I had with my daughter and Omar.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have those conversations. You can't be afraid to have those conversations.
You got to have those critical conversations. That's what I call them. Critical conversations. Ask your children, who are they dating? Let me see your cell phone. Let me see your Facebook page. Let me see your Twitter that you send out. You know,
we got to have these conversations.
Which is another epidemic, by the way, that we need to talk about.
Sexting.
Sexting. We need to talk about that next week. That's very prevalent amongst children, not just teenagers, but we've been talking kids as young as elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 9, 10 years old, already sexting on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all that does is that's just a prelude, okay, to the actual action.
That's it.
So, you know, we need to talk about that as well at some point in time. But, you know, those are the things that we need to do. Precautionary steps. You know, find out what's going on. Get involved in your children's life. Ask them all of those critical conversations.
You got, it can't be afraid to ask.
No, because, you know, the worst drug ever to take is denial. And we got a lot of folks on it. They overdosing on denial. You see the evidence of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's going on, but you still don't want to accept the fact. You're in denial. You're in denial that your child is doing this or your child is doing that. You're in denial. And you can't be in denial for the rest of your life.
You gotta talk about that 800. You got 200, two 800-pound gorillas in the room, and you really have to talk to them. And you really have to say it, you know, and it's because we love you, we care for you. That's why we're on the air, is we love you all, we're caring for you all, we want the best for you all. Again, nobody's judging anybody, nobody's looking down on anybody. We want you to stay healthy, we want you to stay well. We want you to get connected to the resources that's going to help you to stay well, to help your community stay well. You know, you're a vital resource. You are a vital resource in the community, and it will be a shame if you just got wiped out because of this epidemic, because you didn't get educated, that you didn't participate in the things and the behaviors that you need to stay alive and survive and thrive. And it's out there. It's out there. There are ways to do it. And you know, we always say it was a white Caucasian gay male disease, but now it's shifted where it's a African-American disease, because we're not getting even wiser as the gay white male or Caucasian male to help ease the epidemic in that community. Mm-hmm. It's like we're just ignoring it and we're going full speed ahead.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna happen to me. You know, people in the church, well, it ain't gonna happen to me in the church. It's not gonna happen to me in my community on my job. It's happening right now.
Right. And it's a lot of promiscuous behavior. And, you know, Pastor C, let me say this. What you do in the dark will come to light. And this is a result of trying to do things in the dark. And now the cover has been pulled off.
Chickens and came home to roost.
And now everything has been exposed. For a long time, you know, it was all taboo and hidden and under the covers, and nobody said anything about whatever. But now it's being exposed. And anything that you do in the dark, anything that you're trying to hide, anything that you're trying to deceive from people, you know, will be exposed. You can't try to live wrong, you know, live unholy and don't think it's not going to be exposed. You can't be sneaking around and doing stuff and don't think that eventually you're not going to get caught. It happens. And this is a lot of people. You with another man, you're on the down low. I mean, all of these things, you know, it's all been exposed now. For a long time, people could hide it. They could live with it and nobody say nothing. Nobody knew. It was shh, hush, quiet.
Yeah, yeah, don't say that.
But now everything is being exposed and everything is being made to come to light. And people now see that this is a real problem. This is an epidemic. And it's out of control. It is affecting our community at a very
rapid rate. A rapid rate.
And it's designed. And this is the way society is. If they don't focus on it, then we won't pay attention to it. So you don't see them on TV talking about the AIDS epidemic in the African-American community. You don't see them talking about, you know, that we have the highest percentage of new AIDS cases. You don't hear about that. You don't hear about the deaths.
This should be on the front cover instead of Janet Jackson.
You don't hear about any of that.
But that's not going to sell magazines.
Not going to sell magazines.
They should put Janet on page 12 and put this on page 1.
Because like the Center for Disease Control said, black people are scared of the repercussions of being victim of being known as somebody that's got AIDS. Because It's all about perception. We just want people to think that we're more than what we are. And in fact, we are nothing. You know, we just filthy rags. We sinners. That's all we are. You know, but we so worried about, you know, the backlash, the stigmas, the homophobia,
and all this other stuff. I'm going to make this point just
gone.
You know,
you got it.
You know, they talk about the secret of her sexiness. Janet Jackson on the front. The secret of her sexiness.
Janet Jackson.
So yet on the front is promoting the secret of sexiness so you can be more sexy.
That's right.
That's inclined to be sexually active.
In the eyes of others.
Right. But in the secret of sexiness, there's nothing wrong with being sexy.
Right.
But at the same time, you need to know that if you're inclined to have sex, you understand that
there's a bigger issue out here.
Here you go.
There's a bigger issue, you know, and that's the thing that we need to be made aware of. If you're going to get in a sexually active relationship, you need to be aware of the bigger picture. The bigger picture is you running a very high chance of becoming infected with a disease that will kill you, not make you sick, doc. Kill you.
And I'm going back and I'm going to leave it alone.
I'm
going to go back and I'm going to leave it alone. Anybody that's ever traveled overseas, even I've traveled to Europe,
mm-hmm.
and we had an engine
mm-hmm.
problem on our way back from Germany. Our engine stopped in Amsterdam. The plane had to land. We had a problem in Frankfurt in Rhein Mines when the plane was taken off, the oil on that motor went down. And then when we were over Amsterdam, that plane went down and the engine went down. And then they said they fixed it. And then they put us back on the same daggone plane to cross the Atlantic. And we were praying like crazy. It snowed. It was snowing when we got into Maine. But we were fearful, amen, of that plane. Now, I'm just going to put this out there. If you had a 63% chance of the plane that you crossed the Atlantic Ocean with going down, would you get on that plane?
Exactly.
This Truvada drug says you have a 63% chance of not contracting the HIV virus. Will you still have unprotected sex with HIV, people who have HIV?
Right.
I'm going to leave it alone, Doc. We talked about it on Friday. we've talked about it today. We're not going to beat this horse anymore, but we're going to just continue to put it out there on our website, on our business cards, and encourage pastors everywhere to and people don't want to talk about it, man. People don't want to talk about it. I don't care if you're in the church. I don't care if you're a pastor. I don't care if you're in the neighborhood. People don't want to talk about this.
You know why? Because everybody's having sex. And it's not just married people. And that's the bigger problem. That is the bigger problem, is that everybody's
going to get your freak on.
Yeah, everybody's having sex, and it's not just married people. That's the problem. This becomes as a result of being single and having sex and all that other stuff. Or being, you know, having infidelity and not being, you know, committed to your
bottom line.
Bottom line. That this comes as a result of that. And so to most people, it's like, you know what? We don't want to talk about
it. I want to hear it.
You know, because at this point in time, your faults are being exposed. If people were doing
that, didn't feel good.
Right. If people were doing what they're supposed to do, we wouldn't have these epidemics. We wouldn't have these problems. That's what an epidemic is. It impedes progress. Okay? It prevents you from getting where you need to go. And guess what? If there's an epidemic in the community stops growing. The community stops developing.
Shut that.
There are no resources. There's no nothing. How good are you going to be if everybody's dying well before their time?
35 to 44
in the prime of your life. You got people that are falling off the face of this planet because of HIV, because they were living a crazy sexual promiscuous lifestyle, doing whoever with whomever. However.
And the most of them are ones coming out of jail.
Coming out of jail.
14% of the population, making right. up 70% of the jail population.
Exactly. You know, so. It's a real issue.
It's self-slavery.
Self-slavery. We are inflicting ourselves. We're enslaving ourselves because of our negligence, because we're not willing to do what we need to do, which is, number one, to abstain, but number two, if you're going to do it, to get tested. And we have to start taking these precautionary steps. We say it all the time in anything, any sickness, any disease. If you know it runs prevalent in your family, get tested. If you know you're out here doing whatever, get tested. You know, those are the things you need to do. Take care of yourself. We can't preach that any more than what we've already done on Friday and what we've done tonight.
Yeah.
You know, we've said, get it done. Go to your doctor. Go wherever.
Go to the website.
Go to the website. There's an AIDS conference coming in next week, starting next Sunday. And where's it going to be again, Pastor Z?
In Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. So you can go online to the Center for Disease Control, or AIDS.gov. Look it up. They'll be here starting next Sunday, which is the 22nd through the 27th. So you got 6 days to at least go one day to get some information that will save the rest of your life. So, you know, we want people to do that. We want people to definitely do that. So, you know, Pastor C, I figure that we have wrapped enough on this.
Yeah.
It's been a hot topic.
Beat the horse
yes,
to death.
We done brought him back, resurrected him, and beat him again.
Yeah.
But we definitely want to get this out in the open because we know that this is taboo. It's the gorilla in the room. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Nobody.
Because people are
Nobody wants to talk about it.
Still having sex, you know, and having unprotected sex and still are not getting themselves tested. And they're running the risk of killing themselves through negligence. So, anyway, with that being said, before we do get off the air tonight, I do want to give a couple of shout-outs. Last week, I had the opportunity to work at two vacation Bible schools.
All right.
I was busy last week. I want to give a shout-out to Lane CME Church, which is on 12th and C Street, northeast up on Capitol Hill. Reverend H. Shirley Clinton is a pastor. I was there Monday and Tuesday for that.
All right, all right.
At VBS. I had a great time. And then also want to give a shout-out to Second St. Paul Baptist Church, which is on Franklin Street in Northeast. I was there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and teaching there. So Daniel Benjamin Jr. is the pastor over there. So had a great time, keeping me busy. But Vacation Bible School. I tell
good
you,
stuff,
it's,
good
it's
stuff,
good stuff, man. We had some great lessons, and I tell you, people really came out and supported. So definitely want to give a shout out to those churches and to those pastors as well. And don't forget, Pastor C, this Saturday, for those of you tuning in, we do have our July free giveaway. Starting at 11 o'clock. So come on out, get yourself a fish sandwich. We got a fish fry going on. And come on out, hear some good music with my brother's keeper. And come out and bring some clothes and just tell somebody about it. And don't forget, the address is 100 Chesapeake Road. I always get that road and street. I always want to say street. Chesapeake Road. Amen. Suite 205 and 206.
Landover Hills, man.
Landover Hills. So please, ma'am, and please, sir, come on out. Pastor C, I turn it back over to you.
As always, it's been a blessing. We thank everyone for tuning in. We are just excited about being able to get information out, get people connected. And so we just want to encourage you to immediately after this, about a half hour after we get off the air, you can go to the archive. But please, man, please, sir, tell somebody about Friday nights and tonight's broadcast. All seriousness, we want people to overcome this epidemic and be victorious. So now that you have the resource, you need to get connected. God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.